Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and GM Helen Gould, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Imogen Harris.
Lydia Nicholas.
It's Home Slice himself, Tim Meredith.
Tim, say that because he's wearing a stupid hat.
Do you mean excellent hat? Sideways baseball cap with geometric shapes. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
You look like a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Right, so...
I am!
Speaking of nightmares, welcome to the third and final...
Already off the rails. Already off the rails. Interrupt Helen. Talk about hats.
Oh, Tim Tam, I'm going to get you. Okay, so this is our Halloween special. And we're playing Beautiful Space Pirates by Grant Howitt. I'm not going to plug his Patreon again because I've already done it twice. And it would be silly if you went back, like if you were starting on the third bit. So go support him. He's great. I feel like we are honouring... his game with the amount of chaos that's been happening.
Oh, actually, also one thing I noticed on the page, there's credit for all of the pirate names to Chris Taylor.
Oh yes,
got a little cheeky bottom right hand credit.
Yeah, right. So you're all walking down a bloody corridor.
Mm-hmm. We're all dancing.
Dancing.
Bloody corridor.
Dancing.
You're doing the conga down a corridor,
which is complicated given how many legs I have.
Yes. And none in my case, it turns out.
It's true.
Yeah.
You have to just...
And the differing heights of everybody.
3 foot.
And some people's lack of hands.
Are you going in any particular direction? Are you following the blood smear?
I say I'm following the blood, because I think I'm at the front. I believe I'm at the front of the conga line, and thus guided it. La 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 la. Hey.
Hey.
Yes, and I'm following the smears and trails of blood to get at the heart of this matter, of this murder matter.
Mm.
Following the blood spatter to get to the...
Blood matter.
Of the blood murder matter. The blatter.
If I could high-five you, Lydia, I would. Oh, no, a murderer. Scatter.
Quick, climb this ladder.
Also,
you're following the blood. You are following the blood. In this very serious and spooky game.
Terrified.
It's neither. So, the blood smears continue... down the corridor, round a corner, and they end at a closed door.
You know, it'd be useful as if that door had a window in it.
You know what?
I think so.
Let's make that shit happen. I mean, let's make that thing happen.
Well covered, everything. Well covered. No one saw.
You do indeed make that thing happen. Inside, you can see Atrocity Hand Hammer... facing off with Capricious Sun.
I put my hand on Bathin's chest and say, no, 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 let them fight it out.
Well, I suppose so.
They're clearly having some kind of, like, tense and highly suspenseful argument.
Is it a Mexican standoff?
Oh.
I mean, Atrocity does have hammers for hands, and Capri Sun has a gun.
Ah.
And they are
like
pointing their respective weapons
over their head.
Yeah, so it's still an immediate threat.
I feel like the hands are like this, and he's just gonna like smack.
Oh, right.
Like he's gonna smack his hammers together.
Yeah. Either a hammer either side of the head, ready to crash.
Yes. You gonna do anything about this or
lay bets?
I think I look in to and find the chandelier dangling above them by just one thin thread. Definitely.
Sure. I mean, you have found a chandelier, but, like, that's fine.
That's cool. No, it'd be useful. It'll be useful going forward if we decide to go in.
Gives it some ambience.
We want to threaten them.
If nothing else.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Hey, don't fight. Look at the flickering light. Isn't it nice and atmospheric? I think because we've got a window, so the window isn't, like, soundproof. So I think I'm going to yell in, hey, what's the beef? What's the beef? Hey, everybody, what's going on?
They actually can't hear you because it's a space station and the doors are all really solid.
Oh. Is there any sort of opening or access panel? How does this door operate?
There's a window.
You can attempt to open the door. That is a thing you can do.
To open the door. I'm assuming I use handsome for this. Okay, I attempt to open the door.
You might be using daring because you're going into a clearly awful situation.
Okay, I'm going to go daring.
How difficult is this?
Opening the door. How difficult is opening the door, Helen? Please, enlighten me.
It's a trifling or momentary concern, so roll me 4 or above.
Okay. 6.
Woo!
Okay. You open
like,
the door.
Super confidently. I open it and go, yeah!
Atrocity and Capri Sun both spin around, and you now have 2 hammers and a gun pointed at you.
I mean, I've really walked into this one, but I'm going to pick my once per session. I'm going to trigger a Mexican standoff in my favour. So this Mexican standoff is going to automatically be in my favour, and I'm not going to...
You know what you could do? You could aim at the light fitting of the chandelier that's above their heads. That was what I was aiming for.
Synergy.
Yeah, so I trigger it in my favour, which means they are positioned to such that I'm aiming my flintlock at the very thin rope that is holding the chandelier up above them, and I'm like, now, let's not be too hasty here. I think chandelier and gravity outruns hammer and gun, apparently.
Capri Sun says, are you in on this? Are you in league with the Speemans?
I don't believe there is such a thing as a Speeman. Gasp! Revelation! I think we're all being led on a merry, merry dance. A merry dance, but not the kind of fun dance at a discotheque, no. The bad dance.
But the screaming and the lights and you know, the... spooky things.
Just good old-fashioned light switches and regular murder.
But they know things. They've been whispering.
Yes.
things in the in,
and
the
guess
vents.
What also does that? Speakers.
Yeah, there was a tape recorder thing, but a future one, so it's not a tape recorder.
You remember
it's
tape like recorders from history, like that, yeah. But now...
And they're not even haunted.
Suddenly an ear-piercing shriek comes through, like, the A... like, AV? What do you call,
intercom?
Like, the system?
Intercom?
The PA.
Yeah, the intercom.
The PA, just the personal assistant in the corner.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Wallace.
Handhammer and Capri Sun both, like... jolt, and they're like, look, there it is, there it is. It's a Speeman.
It's a
speaker. Yeah,
it's Charlie. A speaker. It is a speaker.
No.
We can prove
I'm
it.
I'm going to go over to the vent or wherever the intercom is and, like, rip it out.
Okay. There is indeed a speaker inside that vent.
You see. It is truly the job of the crew of the erogenous zone to throw truth and light upon this matter. Zones!
Terpsichore's vaunt. Terpsichore's vaunt. That was the name that grandmother gave it, and we must
abide by
it. Never
going to catch on. Everybody loves easy.
Handhammer says, wait, so we've all been set up. Who?
I thought that was very obvious from the first 5 minutes.
My money's on the ghost of Balthazar Germain.
Mm. Or maybe his husband.
Maybe. I think the old rascal's up to something even from beyond the grave.
Or maybe isn't even dead.
Maybe his husband.
Yes.
Mm. Or his husband.
Maybe he's
could
not.
Could be any of these things. We don't yet know.
Or his husband.
Maybe his husband's him, pretending to be his own husband.
That seems the most likely thing. That seems the most likely thing.
Double husband gambit.
Double
a
husband.
A classic. A classic. Yes.
Can any of us really remember what he looks like?
You know, come to think of it...
A bit like his husband, actually.
I was always pretty drunk. And so, it could well just be that he'd say, hello, have you met my husband? And then he'd walk out the room and walk back in and go, hello, I'm the husband.
Well, I think they are always wearing different but very distinctive hats.
And one hat looks like the other hat turned inside out.
And I find it very hard to tell creatures apart who don't have eye stalks.
Ah, yes.
Really, as the main distinguishing feature between species, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I have that problem too.
So you're discussing who you think might be behind this, correct? Okay. Lights go out again.
Well, this is just very inconvenient. You're rude. Rude, honestly. We're trying to have a nice civil conversation. You're just turning off the lights. It's just rude.
The speaker shrieks again.
Well, yourself.
Even though I've ripped it out.
Spinglewald, aren't you holding the speaker?
I am.
All right, it screams right in your face then.
Oh, that's not very nice. the speaker seems to be remotely operated. Gonna... rip it apart, mechanically, like.
You know what? I think a while ago, Rogers did suggest we should probably find some sort of control room. If we reckon they're all just being operated remotely from a big AV sort of centre, we should probably hand that down, and then we'll find who the true Speemans are.
Always the technicians.
Always
AV
the
operators.
Technicians. Yeah. Never trusted them. Never trusted them.
Capri Sun says, yeah, let's put an end to this. All of this fear, that's why we all turned on each other.
Wait, you killed each other?
Together now. Well...
Bloody hell, Capri, son. Honestly, it doesn't take much with you to start doing
just
a murder.
Some screaming.
Look, we thought people were possessed, okay? What? We thought the Speemans were controlling people.
I know we're all pirates, but please.
Yeah, we've had a lovely time.
I am a cowboy! Pew, pew, pew! Capri, son does some, like,
some
silly gunshots.
Yes. I shall root and or toot, damn it.
I can say, my arm is pretty tired. Are we at a stage where I can stop pointing at the rope? Are we all on this?
I can't even see your arm. There's no lights on.
How am I aiming at this rope? Oh, thank goodness this Mexican standoff is so in my favour that I can aim in the dark.
Well, the chandelier is unlikely to have moved.
That's true. I lower my arm, trusting that we're all on the same side now.
You hear some banging. But it's only Handhammer, and he's like, I'm gonna kill him, whoever it is. I can't remember what voice he had. We'll just go with that.
Yeah. Well, does anybody know their way around the ship? Like, has anyone noticed a control room, as it were?
No, so far we've seen a corridor, a slide, a sex party room, and a shining elevator space. That's it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyone else been exploring? Maybe your horses have found anything? Have you heard
you
from
them?
You
don't have to have a telepathic link with them, do
at
you?
That moment, the clip-clop of horsey hooves. Yeah.
Thanks,
actually,
Tim.
The clip-clop of one set of horsey hooves and then the shink-shank of crystal hooves?
Smash! Smash! Smash!
So in that case, there's the very tired pacing of the human that the other horse rides. So we've got the ringing sound of crystal hooves and then just a really exhausted shuffle.
Crash! I was born for Foley.
Kinnis the lesion pokes their head or his head?
It does say he can talk. We did use he before, but maybe he changes according to mood. That's valid.
Yeah. He, they is valid. He slash they pokes their head round the door. And,
Now, Helen, from two episodes ago, what with this horse's voice? What was the horse's voice?
I'm just going to do a horse voice.
Okay.
Yeah, just a standard crystal horse voice.
Just a standard horse voice.
Countess _
Oh, yeah, the horse voice. Sorry, you know, I'm being stupid. Yes.
I'll hand that bang on the button.
Oh, Kinesthesian, I've missed you. Have you been? Tell me everything.
Why, you've been great.
I want more detail than that, to be honest.
Yes, tell us of your travels.
We've been wandering around, and we have found what we think is the center. You know me.
Wait, Kenethesian's drowning now.
I've actually struggled because I've been enjoying the voice so much. I have not taken in anything this horse has said. Did the horse give us any useful information?
He's been wandering. They've been wandering.
Okay. Kinesthesian says, I'm going to tell you what he says. He says that A, he thinks that the space station is some kind of maze, and B, that he's tried all the other directions. There's only one direction left to go, so maybe, like, there's like a safe place in the middle of it.
Oh, a maze, you say? Mm. Let's wander around that for a bit.
Do you feel this is some sort of Cube 2 hypercube situation? Anyone else seen that old film? No? Just erogenous, yeah. Then.
I've seen Cube.
Ah, Cube 2 is worse, but it's got the word hypercube in the title, and therefore is my favourite.
Wait, that's a real film?
Oh, yes! There's a 3, I think. Cube.
Right, let's get back on topic.
Come with me, says Kinesthesian. Do you follow the horse?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think
Come
we
on.
All get on the back of Kinesthesian and allow him to direct us. Otherwise, it's just going to go wrong again.
And that does include Lilt.
Is he extremely long?
Yeah, well, he's huge. Yeah. He's a huge crystal horse. So he's quite slippery, but he's very pretty.
I'll turn to Spinglewald and just say it in a side, like, I'm really glad this horse has done most of the detective work around here. Honestly, it's really helpful.
I glare at Clarabelle, my private detective.
Frankly, rubbish.
Who's just slid down a slide and gone, now I couldn't say anything like that.
Also, went into a room full of blood, came back and said, it's full of blood. Nailed it.
Love. Amazing work.
Useless.
Look, it doesn't say that she's a good private detective.
This is why we keep breaking up, Clarabelle.
Yeah, we're definitely in the off phase of the paramour right now.
Very off.
Okay, clippity-cloppity, hippity-hoppity. Off they go.
This long...
Hippity-hoppity indeed, because we're riding giant bunny rabbits.
Although, in the case of Countess _ Slivety Slobberty.
Oh, and the moose hooves.
which is just clippity cloppity, but in caps. He's so big.
Wait, is the moose not riding the horse?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Lydia. How dare you?
The moose will smash the crystal horse.
Sorry, of course.
The moose will smash the crystal horse. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Hurrah!
The crystal horse. Hurrah!
Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
The moose is too big to get on its back, so let it walk along. And, oh, there's a rhyme. Horse, 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 horse. I'm sorry, goodbye.
Nay! Right. What am I doing? Okay.
What are any of us doing, really, Helen?
Just in life, really.
Because we're now essentially in, like, House of the Dead, like an on-rails shooter.
Yeah,
because we're just on the back of this. With our flintlocks.
We've got a duck shoot down off the horrid, screen to
the,
reload.
Down the horror door. Yes, that's what it is at the minute.
What a good portmanteau. Honestly, the fact that Johnny Sims has never said horror door means he's an absolute hack fraud.
I'm coming for you, Johnny. This is my Halloween episode.
Horror door 2, horror more.
You find yourselves in front of a set of... What do you call those massive doors that have to be like...
Blast doors?
Yes.
Massive doors.
Massive blast callus. Doors. Not
a portcullis.
Like a
space portcullis.
A revolving door. We find ourselves in a massive revolving door.
Yeah. like at the front of Macy's, yeah.
Just a big stargate.
Hobbit door.
I think blast door was agreed on really early on before we started naming more doors.
It was rustic, right? So it's a blast portcullis.
Okay.
It's I like a blast hobbit door. In a space station, there was a hole in the ground. At this
Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry.
And in it was Hamid. Right. So there's a blast portcullis door. It's pretty thick.
Nice.
But there's like a light coming from
it's
underneath
it. It's clapping together.
Oh, I'm trying to spook these space pirates, but the clap of my ass keeps setting them off.
One day Helen will finish a sentence. One day, but not today.
The lights around it are all flickering on and off. As you approach, the doors have been banging. And there have been random shrieks and squeals and general woo noises.
Someone's having fun.
I get turned to the group and be like, I think, and I'm no detective, but I think we might be getting...
glare at Clarabelle.
Yeah, we all just turn and glare.
We all glare at Clarabelle.
Poor Clarabelle.
Anywho.
Should be better at her job.
What are you going to do about this massive door?
Try and open it.
Straight How in? Are you going to do that?
Just pull on it.
Is there a handle?
Obvious things first,
no,
right?
It's a vertical. You have to. It's a vertical door.
Is there a winch?
Could I use a touchstone in this case?
No.
You're not in danger.
You have to keep failing at trying to open it, and then you can use the touchstone.
Yeah. Oh. Touchstones are like ablative.
Oh,
life.
I see. So all those times I made out with Seratio, I should have indicated that I was in some sort of peril, that making out with Seratio would have fixed.
No, because Seratio leaving is what gets you out of peril.
I see.
So I can get rid of the crystal horse. What if we throw the crystal horse out the gate?
Oh, no!
What?
No!
You can't do that because you're not in danger.
In danger of failing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, actually, no. You can do that if you want, but it'll be of no benefit to you whatsoever, apart from smashing your horse.
As a little 3-foot-tall scuttler, I'm going to go to the bottom of the portcullis, hobbit door, blast door, and, like, just try and push it up.
You are going to have to roll me a 10 or over.
Cool.
Because it's a really big door and you are very small.
Is that daring or handsome or vicious?
I think daring because could be something very scary on the other side of that door.
It could be. There could be. Let's roll.
It's possible.
Ooh, I rolled a 10. Wow.
Oh, nice. On their bloody own.
Tiny scuttling. While you're all arguing, I'm just glaring at Clara and like...
Maybe what you do is you go like along to like where the door connects with the wall and you put your hands on the bottom of the door and then you just walk up the wall to push it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
bracing myself. I'm tough as nails. You've all been like, oh, what's the tiny crab thing? And I'm like, no.
Okay.
I struck.
All right. Inside is a decidedly more modern looking room.
Yeah.
It's quite brightly lit. It's got like some lava lamps. It's got
really
modern, yeah, modern you say.
Well, I mean, compared to the age of the rest of the spaceship, which is found a siècle sort of...
I mean, it's 60s.
Yeah, there's like a waterbed, a shag pile carpet.
I think you'll find that trends go
Austin
around.
Austin Powers is there.
There's a microwave, but it's quite big.
A cathode ray television.
Yeah, baby, gonna make you real scared, baby.
Oh, never again. Kill it dead.
Sorry, Helen.
There are lava lamps.
Everywhere.
There are splendid rugs. There's paintings. There's a piano. There's one of those globes that's a bar. There's
very classy.
There's a really nice oak desk. And sitting at the desk is a man. And we are going to take a break there.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
And welcome back. So, there is a man sitting behind the desk. And the man is indeed Castiel. And he looks extremely cross.
Castiel. Oh, hell! How could you?
He's surrounded by screens and, like... Oh, what do you call the... The things that, like, there's like
terminals?
A
levers,
button
presser,
like, joysticks,
joysticks,
and levers. So
he can, like,
buttons.
Move the cameras around. I see.
Gamepad.
Yes.
Yeah. ZX Spectrum.
Cassie,
everywhere.
Why?
I was looking forward to a really fun night with Speemans.
I can't remember who you are.
Countess underscore, would you like to shout something as well?
Yes.
Hiss. Castiel stands up and points at you all, and he's like, no! Go back outside and kill each other some more! This inheritance is mine!
We didn't kill each other at all.
No. Oh,
well, Capri-san did, but...
Yeah, just Capri-san.
And the hammer man.
Oh, did you? Oh, hammer hands.
Guys,
looks at them in such disappointment.
It's hand hammer, he says.
Sorry. But also, you should be sorry.
Just get out! I deserve the inheritance! How am I... He was always... Oh, he drove me up the wall, that man!
Oh, what, Balfi?
Oh, well, do you know how many poodles we have? 18. Do you know how much inheritance I have? 0. He blew it all in this stupid scheme. How am I going to maintain a pirate spaceship and all the poodles and also our daughters? Get out!
Quick question. If this is all about winning the treasure in his will, so you're telling me that your longtime partner specifically excluded you from the will in favour of this competition?
Yes, exactly. Isn't it ridiculous?
That is, you've got daughters, family members, dependents.
Yes.
I'm starting to think this rogue pirate captain wasn't a very nice person. I'm going out on a limb and saying
it. You understand me? I just wanted, you know, a life. He was always chasing down these ridiculous goals, and he only got half of them. And I've been scrimping and saving for upgrades to the ship.
and all the crew are looking up to me, and I... Oh, the pressure!
The Countess slithers forward and puts a consoling coil of cold, slimy tentacle. Well, no, cold, dry, scaly tail over your shoulders.
Oh. Wait, pats wait, you with is a little this snake actually a squid?
Well, it's like a centaur situation, half snake, half squid. It's hard to tell.
Just the middle section is a tentacle. The head and the tail are both snakes, right. And then the midsection...
Oh, but it just gets a really wobbly in between.
Right. Yeah, okay, it is cool. A tentacle. But
makes sense. Makes sense.
Cassiel does a little cry into your scales.
I'm going to go and pat Cassie on the shoulder with all of my legs. I now have 16.
Is it?
I just...
You can do like a funky bossa nova rhythm with it.
You know, we're pirates and pirates kill each other, so I wouldn't have to do anything. I'd just scare you and turn you against each other and then maybe, you know...
Honestly, it did work. It did work. And I'll glare at Capri-san again. It did work.
I know.
Yeah, don't feel too bad. A lot of people have died. So, yeah. Like, you haven't failed that much.
Yeah, and we were nearly on the edge of not working any of it out, glares at Clara.
I love this. This is just where the PCs blame NPCs for their failings.
And hey, whomst among us has not tried to trick a group of people into murdering each other in order to gain an inheritance? I know I have, and I put up my hand, and I just start looking around at everyone else.
We've all done it.
Yeah, we've all
of the NPCs put their hands up.
Yeah, no, I suppose there was that one, two, four times.
So why not find a solution that involves no murder at all, and maybe... a small party.
Well,
what do you mean?
We have the remnants of an all-female band with us still, don't we?
We do.
I think so.
They're all fine.
Rara strums a note on the electric guitar that she's not put down.
Well, tell you what. Why don't we all just have a little whip round? We'll see what Balfi's got. We'll divvy it up. We don't want to leave your daughters with not a penny to their name.
They're so high maintenance. Did you know... the daughters need, like, everything?
Yeah, well, it depends what you mean by everything. I'm like, food,
I mean, they are living beings shelter. With their own needs and wants, so...
Are they living beings? Just checking.
Oh, good question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, good. That is a relief.
And not, I mean, I would have... They're not the poodles. You don't refer to the poodles as daughters.
No.
Okay, what are you checking? Some people do.
The poodles are even worse.
Well, we have a stable on... the Terpsichore's form. So maybe
zone, yes.
We could... Terpsichore's form. The TV. The TV TV people. The TV crew. The crew of the TV.
TV crew.
And we could maybe convert some of it into a kennel. We've already brought Lilt on.
Yeah.
We could bring on some poodles. Give you some
Lilt
give you some
massive.
Space.
That's huge.
Lilt's massive. You'll deal with the poodles. No problem.
But luckily, my erogenous zone is even bigger.
I mean, we do have the spaceship. I mean, it's in pretty bad repair. You know, the old... blue.
The old blue
flamingo. Yeah.
The old blue flamingo.
I'm sure it's nothing that a few chandeliers can't brighten up.
I could put in some windows.
I love a good chandelier.
And I'm a dab hand at interior decoration. I have to say my home on Galactonium, real...
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, you know, the plan's failed now. I guess.
Well, I think we could have some sort of sexy redecoration, renovation, reconciliation party.
With a montage.
Yeah.
Can all of you roll me a d6 to overcome a trifling or momentary concern to redecorate this place so that it looks...
That's my vicious,
like
not
a party.
My...
We're going to viciously redecorate
this. Yeah, we're all
this.
Doing this viciously.
Well, roll me whatever you like.
I got a 5.
1.
Got a 1.
I got a 2.
Oh,
got a 1.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, God, we failed.
Yeah.
That's actually the peril. If you're lower than your peril, then you're in danger.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh, is it lower than or equal to? Is it
lower
than
or
equal
to?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I'm in peril too. I'm in danger.
Wow.
All of you in peril, apart from Lydia.
How is this when we die?
How?
No, we don't die. We don't die. We don't die. Now, now we spend we open
all
our touch.
We open all the paint cans and realise they're really soft and heavy and we haven't ventilated properly. Everyone just collapses.
I could not have planned this better. Okay, so all of you apart from Spinglewald's are in danger now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, can I get myself out of danger by spending
a touch? We don't know what the danger is yet.
Tell me what each of you were trying to do to redecorate.
In the redecoration, reconciliation...
Rejuvenation party.
The three R's.
Yep.
The rrr party. The party. The pirate party.
Welcome to my party.
Damn.
So then, Tim, what were you doing to redecorate?
Let's say I was shining lights through the crystal horse to create a nice light fixture feature.
The horse was dazzled by your lights, span around and fell on you.
Okay.
Is it like one of those fainting goats where its legs just go stiff? It's like, boom.
Sure, it's a recessive gene. Ben, what were you doing to try and redecorate?
Well, I was just trying to actually coordinate, as I boasted for being an interior decorator, on my extremely good bachelor pad on Galactonium, which is definitely canon, 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 trademark, trademark, trademark. Tim can do nothing to this.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, like, I'm trying to do things, but it's too much of a job and I'm getting kind of overwhelmed and... Oh no!
The sofa doesn't go with the books on the bookshelves and they collapse on you.
And there are so many lava lamps and that window's there now. It's in the ceiling.
So Ben, you're overwhelmed by failing to decorate.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an anxiety attack.
Oh. Oh no, that's too relatable. Okay.
Oh no.
Big mood, as the kids say.
Yes, they do say.
And Imogen, what were you trying to do to redecorate?
I was going to strip back the hardwood floors. And then stain them a nice colour and restore the original beauty of the gun deck bit.
Nice.
You are stuck to the stain.
You varnished yourself to the floor.
So hang on. Somebody's stuck to the floor, that's bad. Somebody's having a panic attack, that's also bad. And I'm being crushed probably to death by a giant crystal horse. This doesn't
You're
feel
in danger.
Like equitable peril.
Yeah, we're all in danger.
We're all in danger. You know, the anxiety attack is really bad.
It's very bad, but you can't breathe through being crushed by a horse.
That's why you need to use your touchstone.
Okay. Right.
So I'm going to go around the other way around. Imogen, how would you like to use one of your touchstones, which is either Audacious Fandango or the Crystal Horse, to stop yourself from being stuck to the floor?
I'm going to use the Crystal Horse. I'm going to say the crystal horse shatters when it hits the ground.
Oh, no!
I know. It was my childhood friend, so I'm quite sad. But then, so I can use one of the shards of crystal to sort of lever myself off, grip it in my mouth and kind of use it to prise myself out of the sticky
garnish.
Oh,
that sounds very painful.
Yeah, I could have thought it through better, I guess. But, you know, it was in the moment.
You can shed that
I just
that
lost
skin.
My horse, guys. I just lost my horse.
Do you want to narrate your tearful farewell to your horse?
I mean, I'm crying. There's a lot of blood.
Oh.
I'm talking about the times we had when we were children, where we'd go shoplifting together.
Nice.
And it was just a really magical time, and that's all gone. That's just gone like shards of glass in the varnish.
Time to die.
Lovely. Ben, how are you using either the ship or Giselle the... Wasn't he a wizard?
Giselle Poudre is... She is a wizard.
The rampant Rampin. Space wizard.
That has to... not come up so far.
I was going to lampshade that. So I will through my panic, just grab Giselle and take her aside and be like, Giselle, I know we haven't spoken much over the course of this adventure. But I have to say, look, this is getting too much for me. This is getting too much for me. Even I, Bathin, Galactone, TM, canon. And I think I've seen some of the work you've done on Galactonium, and honestly, the basement bar has been some of the best work I've ever seen. The gilded statues of myself were just exquisite, and
You have to take on this project, but this is a long-term gig. We're going to have to separate. You're going to have to take on this job. You're going to have to go and work for Castermain. And I'm so sorry to lose you. You brought me one of the best drinking establishments on the entirety of Galactonium. But please, please go. Don't speak. Shh. Go to him. Go to
him. Giselle leaves.
And I'll turn and go, oh! And just like bite on a little hanky that I have.
Oh! Oh, Bathin.
So, Tim, Erodinus, how are you?
Well, I mean, the crystal horse has exploded.
Yeah, so, okay, problem solved.
But now you're covered in extremely sharp crystal bits.
Yes, I'm going to say that you're probably, like, stabbed a bit.
Okay.
So how are you going to use the spaceship or Seratio Kingson?
That's a great question.
It's actually a good name for a prince, right? His name is Seratio Kingson.
Yeah.
He's a prince.
Does mean that it's also King Kinson. So that's a bit confusing.
It will be King Kingson.
And people keep saying, did you say King Crimson? And he's like, no, that's a band. That's not who I am. I'm going to have to use Seratio Kingston. So I think Seratio Kingston is going to run up to me and start licking my wounds because...
Jesus Christ.
Because Seratio Kingston's species is they have sort of like healing spittle. But what he doesn't realise is that my species has poisonous blood. So he's doing that, and I'm trying to say, no, don't do it. And by the time he saved me, I'm like, I know he's going to die. And so I hold him by the face and say, I'm so sorry to lose you. And then I just turn him round and bend him over and then say, but I'm so glad to watch you go. And then he dies.
No, Tim!
Smoothie.
Because he died as he lived. Hot.
Okay.
You're a bad person.
You can watch the dying buttocks.
But like, it's really emotional.
Ex-lover,
like,
the prince.
Erogenus is not taking this lightly. He is crying while this is happening. But this is the most, like, honour-filled way he can think of going. You asked.
Okay. That's fine. I'll cross those out on your little sheets now. Goodbye, Seratio. Goodbye.
They're hearing the clap of his ass in heaven now.
Goodbye, Giselle.
Yeah.
At least you've still got your ship.
Yes. I definitely sacrificed Giselle and then went, I really hope Tim doesn't go for this ship.
Okay. Right. Well... I guess once everyone has cleaned up the blood and the bits of crystal, you have a party, I suppose?
Yeah.
It's a great party.
Cool. Tinged with sadness, but we party all the harder for it.
I'm going to declare Cass something Germaine, the widower, madly in love with me. We just have such a lovely time at the party.
You know what? Castiel is impressed. By the way that you managed to open the door, he's like, wow, I've never seen someone scuttle like that before.
Yeah. The way I dance in my 14 legs, assless chaps.
I also have to imagine when we were saying you tap on the shoulder, you must give amazing back massage.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it starts as a patting on the shoulder and it becomes a back massage. By the end, you know, we're grooving.
Aw. Okay, you're all having a party. Rah-rah and the proto-stars are playing. Everyone's having a groove. It's like the end of an 80s film.
Oh, can we freeze frame?
Yeah.
And then cut to our futures.
Yes, genuinely. I was going to say, we've still got a little bit of time left, so do you want to give me some epilogues about your characters? And what, like, where they are like a year in the future?
Just a sad picture of Bathin. Bathin died on the way back to Galactonium, and that's canon.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
No, it is not. Not canon.
Ben, fine. It's your character.
Helen, do not accept that into the canon.
I mean,
we don't know when this happens, right? This could happen long after Stella Firma's ended.
It could be a different Bathin.
It's true.
Could be her hereditary name.
We could slam cut to Bathin and his romantic life partner, David Seven.
Ben, we can't deal with the art.
I mean, we're going to have to. And I, for one, welcome it.
I'm sure there's already some of it.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you, is that your final answer?
That is my
it's
final
like a,
answer.
Yeah, an Oscars in memoriam, like soft music, and like
a semi-transparent picture of Bathin just appears over like a sunset and the sea.
Aww. Wait, with David Seven or dead?
Here we go. I've got an out. I've got the perfect out.
Okay. We're retconning.
It's a sad, semi-transparent picture of Bathin over like, it's not a sunset. It's like the arc of a sun. So you've kind of got the sun in the blackness of space.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says, Bathin was revealed to be an evil robot, having kidnapped the real Bathin and kept him in captivity for the last year. Real Bathin is now free. And that's what it does. So there you go.
The whereabouts of evil robot
it was all
Bathin
canon, but it was a different, it was an imposter Bathin all along.
There you go.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. Countess _StarCluster.
She never got over the loss of her crystal horse. And spent the rest of her life looking for another in the galaxy, accompanied only by a resin donkey and an amber sheep.
Sure. Spinglewald Taysthorpe.
Spingle, like, sort of freeze frame, woo! While, like, you know, holding Cassie Germain, which is, you know, after
yeah, he never lets anyone call him Cassie, but he'll let you call him Cassie.
After Cassie ran out of money and was found to be committing tax fraud on 12 different planets, Spinglewald escaped from tax prison disguised as a mop and is now on the run, suspected to be dealing in stolen dictionaries.
I love it. And erogenous Rakewell.
After uncovering his longtime partner as an evil robot and ousting him from the ship, erogenous Rakewell took the now firmly repainted and renamed erogenous zone on a sexy tour of the galaxy. His current whereabouts are unknown, presumed hot.
Lovely.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's the end of Beautiful Space Pirates.
Perfect.
I guess it wasn't very Halloween-y.
Oh, yeah, it's a Halloween episode, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But it was quite Scooby-Doo-y.
Yes.
And that, I think, is something we can probably do with a little bit. Well, I hope you all had fun.
It's like the end of a children's birthday party where we've acted up for 4 hours and then somebody's like, okay, well, I hope you enjoyed yourself. We will not be doing this again. You upset the birthday clown.
The clown is in tears. The bouncy castle is deflated, as am I.
The picnic is all over a crystal horse for some reason.
Okay. I did have fun. This was very, very good. I hope that you all in the audience also had fun. And I guess we'll say goodbye and we'll hopefully be back to the... In fact, I'm not even going to say, I don't know what's happening next week.
Yeah,
it's a mystery.
Because we're in the past.
Yeah.
It is a mystery.
So look forward to that.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Helen.
Who's counting?
Helen.
A 3, 2, 1.
3-1, I don't know, clap. And the way that you looked at your hand, like, what's going on with this?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.